CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin available on the RSGB's own website and also at gb2rs.podbean.com, both for the text and for the recording. Good morning, it's Sunday the 29th of October 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Check your back on GMT. New IOTA website live. Fox One satellite launches soon. Today, the 29th of October at 2 a.m, the UK reverted to Greenwich Mean Time, or UTC, by going back 1 hour to 1 a.m. This marks the official end of British summer time. The mornings will also be lighter. However, the evenings will be darker, but better for AMDX. Sunday the 25th of March 2018 is when the clocks will go forward again at 1 a.m. and British summer time begins. The new Islands on the Air website and the software system that will run the IOTA program in the future are now fully up and running. Users will be redirected from the old site to the new one and can log in using their existing credentials. Go to www.iota-world.org to learn more about the program. The next AMSAT satellite, Fox One, is scheduled to launch on the 10th of November at 0947 UTC. It will carry an FM transponder with an uplink on 435.250 MHz with a 67 Hz CT-CSS and a downlink of 145.960 MHz. It will launch on a Delta II vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. The Scottish Microwave Roundtable will take place on Saturday the 4th of November at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island 5. There will be four talks on such subjects as 10 GHz station, 13 cm SOTA and 10 GHz beacon and modifications to the DB6NT-G2 transverters. The GM Roundup of the UK Microwave Group Projects Trophy will also take place. Booking is still open. So go to www.gmroundtable.org.uk/registration to find out more. On the 22nd of October at 1546 UTC, Alex ZS6 EME recorded the first ever digital EME QSO with HB9Q on 10 gigs. This is the first microwave EME QSO on such a high band from South Africa. They used the new digital mode QRA64D while using only 50 watts at the feed of his 1.5 meter dish. Later on the 23rd, Alex completed 10 more EME QSOs on 10 gigs. On the 24th, he was able to make the first ever South African digital EME QSO on 5.7 gigs with PA3DZL at 1156 UTC, as well as 7 more QSOs on 5.7 gigs. Congratulations. If your radio club is thinking of visiting Bletchley Park with a group of 12 or more in 2018, bookings are now being taken, including an offer that comes with a private guided tour and more. Go to https://bletchleypark.org/visit-us/groups to make your booking. If you're not planning to go as part of a group, remember that RSGB members can download a free Bletchley Park admissions voucher from the RSGB website. Don't forget the National Radio Centre is open Wednesday to Sundays every week. If you want to operate GB3RS, please bring a copy of your licence. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for this weekend of the 28th and 29th. On the 5th of November, the West London Radio and Electronics Show, also known as Kempton Rally, will take place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury-on-Thames, TW16 5AQ. There'll be a talk-in station and on-site parking is free. Doors open at 10 a.m, with disabled visitors gaining access 10 minutes early. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy and special interest groups, other attractions, a lecture, a raffle and catering on-site. Details from Paul M0CJX on 0845 1650 351. Also on Sunday the 5th, Bush Valley Radio Rally takes place at the United Services Club, 8 Romil Road, Limavady, BT499DF. Talk in on 145.4 MHz. Doors open 11 a.m, £3 to get in with a free draw ticket. There'll be traders and bring and buy. Refreshments are available on site. Tables are free and should be booked with Jack on 07885292545. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2 RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Two Canadian amateurs will operate VY0ERC from Eureka Amateur Radio Club Station on Ellesmere Island, IOTA reference NA008, until the 10th of November. Jean-Paul, HB9ARY, will be active as 3B8HC from Mauritius Island, AF049, between the 4th and 18th of November. He'll operate SSB and slow CW on 80 to 10 metres with a focus on 80, QSL via NI5DX direct only, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Alain, F50ZC, will be active from Guinea until the 1st of December. Look for 3XY3D stroke portable to operate mainly CW from Casa Island, AF051, from the 2nd of November to the 1st of December. QSL via F50ZC, direct or via the Bureau. Luke, F5RAV, and Gerard, F5NVF, will be active as 3XY4D from Conakry, Guinea, until the 6th of November. They'll be operating CWSSB in digital modes, 80 to 10 metres, QSL F5RAV direct only. Peter, DC0KK, will be active as 4Sugar7KKG from Sri Lanka, AS003, from the 1st of November to the 25th of March. It operates mainly CW digital modes, QSL home call direct, or via the Bureau and Logbook of the World or OQRS on Club Log. Thomas, OZ1AA, will be active as 4Whiskey-stroke call sign from Dili, OC148 in Timor-Leste between the 1st and 7th of November. He'll be using 40 to 10 metres with a focus on CW and some FT8, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via OZ1ACB. Babs and Lot will be active as CT8-DL7AFS and CT8-DL7ZG from San Miguel, EU003 in the Azores, until the 10th of November. They'll be operating mostly SSB and digital, 80 to 10 metres, QSL DL7AFS Direct or Bureau, Logbook of the World. Now for special event news, Hull is the UK's city of culture throughout 2017. Hull and District Amateur Radio Society has had the special event call sign GB17HCC on the air regularly, and over 500 QSOs have been made so far. QSLs received via the RSGB Bureau will be replied to once QSLs have been received. Now for contest news, this weekend 000 UTC on the 28th, 2359 UTC on the 29th, the CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest takes place. Using all the contest bands from 1.8 to 28 megs, the exchange of signal report and zone, which for the UK is 14. On Wednesday, the UK EI Counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB only, the exchange is your four-charactered locator square. Next weekend, from 1400 on the 4th to 1400 UTC on the 5th, the Marconi CW contest takes place. Using 144 megs bands only, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was once again a mixed bag, with good HF openings at times and depressed maximum usable frequencies at others. Quieter geomagnetic conditions on Sunday and Monday saw good openings up to and including 28 megs, but the arrival of solar material from a coronal hole on Tuesday saw much more unsettled conditions. An initial pre-auroral enhancement saw the good HF openings continue, and then there was a bit of a roller coaster as the MUF rose and dropped as the K index fluctuated. In amongst these, there was DX to be had, with HK3C in Colombia and HB3SS in Panama romping in on 10 metres. The daytime critical frequency was often above 7 MHz, giving good inter-G contacts on 40, although it dropped back down, leaving the band only open to Europe. Next week, it currently looks as though the sun is going to be more settled, with no sign of coronal hole activity, at least for the first half of the week. There are currently two small sunspots visible on the solar surface, and the prediction is the solar flux index will be in the high 70s or low to mid 80s. If our prediction about the coronal holes is correct, there should be settled HF ionospheric conditions for most of the week, with maximum usable frequencies at their seasonal norm. This means we could see openings up to and including 28 megs, although 14 to 24 megs may be more reliable. The lower band should also offer some good DX, with 40 metres and 80 metres coming into their own after dark. Hopefully this will be good news for the CQ Worldwide SSB contest, which takes place this weekend, the 28th and the 29th. Now, the VHF and up, moving into November, often brings some settled high-pressure weather, and this year is no exception. There's likely to be a high-pressure focus over southern UK from time to time for much of the week. So this is a good week to check your VHF station out and try some of those tropo paths, especially south towards the continent and across Biscay towards Spain, the Azores and the Canaries. There'll be periods when the weather turns more unsettled, with a cooler northerly, especially down the North Sea. Showers at this time of the year can be quite active as a cold northerly airflow crosses the relatively warm water of the North Sea, so raising the possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Moon declination goes positive again on Thursday and is moving towards perigee a week today. Path losses will fall throughout the week, so it's time to start your EME activities again for another cycle. Last week saw a few 50 meg sporadic E reports, so don't give up completely on that mode, especially as we know we have low signal digital modes in our VHF DX tool bag. There are no significant meteor showers this week, so focus on the early mornings around dawn for the best chance of QSOs via random meteor scatter. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's all from me from next week. See you next week.